So friends, now we will enter into the another chapter, which is chapter 15, and we will discuss in this chapter the short-term financial market. Now, the objective of discussion of this short-term financial market is to understand at internationally what is the euro dollar, then euro currency, then understanding the euro notes and euro coins, as well as the multinational banking market efficiency, and finally the efficiency of the money market and the foreign exchange market. This is the limited story that we are going to discuss in this chapter, and for that purpose the structure of this our discussion will be the euro dollars, euro currencies, euro notes and multinational banking and market efficiency, and the efficiency of the money market. So the short-term loan, what is the subject of our discussion is a short-term loan, and amount of debt, loan is nothing but it is a debt which is borrowed by the company from the banks with the repayment to be made in near future, for example after say 1 year or 2 years down the line. The company pays interest on the loan at either predetermined or the floating rate, that is variable rate, at regular intervals. For example, it may be quarterly, it may be monthly, it may be half yearly, or whatever it may be. Okay, the short term loan is less bendable than the overdraft. What is overdraft? Overdraft is a fixed tenor loan, operative loan, which can be borrowed as and when it is required. But the term loan means at a time you have to borrow it and pay the interest. Since the full amount of the loan must be borrowed over the loan period, the company takes a commitment to make the payment of the interest of the sum on this loan amount. In overdraft, the protection may be required as a condition for the short-term loan being granted. Trade credit, this is also an arrangement or agreement to take or to make the payment for the goods and the armed forces with the latter date on which the goods and the services are supplied to the consulting company. In ordinary course, to find 1, 2, or even 3 months credit that is being offered at the commercial transactions, and the trade credit is the major source of the short-term finance for the most companies. Short-term source of finance is usually cheaper and more flexible than the long-term ones, right? So the short-term interest rate is usually a lower than a long-term interest rate. And overdraft is more flexible than the long-term loan on which the company is committed to pay the fixed amount of the importance every year. Despite having all these things in place, the short-term sources of the finance are generally considered as a risky one, okay, by the borrower's point of view, from the borrower's point of view. And they may not be renewed or may be renewed on the less favorable terms. The another source of the short-term is the interest rate. The interest rate is more volatile in the short term than the long term. And the company must clearly balance their profitability, and the risk is reaching the decision how the funding of the current and non-current assets is divided between long-term assets and the short-term resources of the funds. internationally, in short-term loan, there is a more involvement of the euro dollars. Now, what is this euro dollars? Dollars is the currency of the United States, right? But if the same dollars are parked in the banks which is outside the United States, then this is called as euro dollar because they are outside the jurisdiction of the Federal Reserve. Subsequent to it, such a deposits are subject to much less regulation than the similar deposit with the in US. So the term was originally coined in US dollar in European banks, but is expanded over the years to its present definition. US dollar denominated deposit in Tokyo or in Beijing in China would be likewise deemed to be an euro dollar deposit. There is a connection. There is no connection with the euro currency or euro zone for this euro dollars. Okay, otherwise you may think that euro dollar means nothing but it is a European currency. It is not like that. The offshore location of the euro dollar make it exposed to the potential currency and the risk, which is economic risk. In general terms, the euro is prefix and that can be used to only simply to indicate that any currency which is held in the country where it is not the official currency of the euro currency, for example, euro yen or even euro euro. As a result, large amount of US dollars wherein the custody of the foreign banks outside the United States, some foreign countries including the Soviet Union also had a deposit of the US dollars in American banks granted by the certificates, and the various accounts are given of the creation of the booking of the first euro dollar, but most trace back to the communist government keeping the dollar debt at abroad. In the mid-1950s, let us go a little bit in historical time. In the mid-1950s, euro dollars trading and its development into the dominant world currency began when the Soviet Union wanted better interest rate on their euro dollars and convinced the Italian banking cartel to give them a more interest than that could have been earned the dollars were deposited in US. The Italian banks then had to find the customers who are ready to borrow the Soviet dollars and pay above the US legal interest rate caps for their use, and were able to do so. Thus, the euro dollar began to be used increasingly in the global finance. These euro dollars can have the higher interest rate which is attached to them because they are out of the reach of the US Federal, and they are holding on account of the Fed, and that can, in theory, receive an unlimited liquidity from the Fed if necessary. These required the reserves and the Fed backing makes the US dollar deposit in US bank, interestingly, which is inherently less risky, and euro dollar deposits are slightly riskier, which requires slightly higher interest rate. By the end of 1970, 385 billion euro dollars were booked offshore. These deposits were lent to the US dollar loan to the businesses in other countries where the interest rate of the loans were perhaps much higher in the local currency, and where these businesses were exporting to the US and being paid in dollars, thereby avoiding the foreign exchange risk on their loans. These euro dollar deposits were a cheaper source of the funds because they were free of reserve and its requirements and the deposit in insurance assessments. Since the euro dollars or the market is not run by any government agency or government, its growth had to be estimated. It is very hard to estimate. However, the euro dollar market by a wide margin and the largest source of the global finance. In December 1985, the euro dollars market was estimated by the JP Morgan Guarantee Bank to have a net size of 1.668 trillion. And in 2016, the euro dollar market size was estimated around 13.833 trillion. This is estimation by JP Morgan Guarantee Bank. Now, coming to understand the euro currency, you must be aware now, the euro dollars are not the currency of European country. Okay, euro dollars is not a currency of European country. Now, let us shift to our understanding to the euro currency. Euro is a monetary unit and the currency of European Union. We are moving to understanding the euro currency, not euro dollar. Forget about euro dollar now. Now coming down to the euro currency. So these currencies are known as a euro. It is a monetary unit and it is the currency of European Union, that is EU. It was introduced in non-cash monetary unit in 1999, and currency notes and the coins appeared in participating in countries in January 1, 2002. After February 28, 2002, the euro becomes the sole currency of 12 European Union member states, and their national currency ceased to be a legal tender. Other states subsequently adopted this currency. The euro represents the symbol which is shown here as E, European E. The euro original lays in the Maastricht Treaty in 1991 and the agreement among the 12 member countries of the European Common of the European Union or Community. Now the European Union is a United Kingdom, okay? France, Germany, Italy, Ireland, Belgium, Denmark, Netherlands, Spain, Portugal, Greece, and Luxembourg. And that includes the creation of Economic and Monetary Union, that is EMU. The treaty, which is called as a common unit of the exchange, the euro, and the set, which is strict criteria for conversion of the euro and the participation in EMU, that is Economic and Monetary Union. Supporters of the euro argued that a single European currency would boost the trade and eliminating the foreign exchange fluctuation and the reducing the prices. Although there were concerns regarding the single currency, including the worries about the counterfeiting of the loss of the national sovereignty, of the national identity, the 11 countries like Australia, Belgium, Finland, France, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Portugal, Spain formally joined the European Monetary Union in 1998. Britain and Sweden, they delayed joining in, though some businessmen of the Britain decided to accept the payment in euro. The voters in the Denmark, narrowly rejected the euro in September 2000 referendum. Greece initially failed to meet the economic requirements but was admittedly in January 2001 after the overhauling of the economy. In 2007, the Slovenia becomes the first former communist country to adopt the euro. Having demonstrated the fiscal stability since joining the European Union in 2004, both Malta and the Greek Cypriot sector or Cyprus adopted the euro in 2008. Other countries that adopted the currency includes the Slovenia 2009, Estonia in 2011, Latvia in 2014, and Lithuania in 2015. The euro is also the official currency in several areas outside the European Union, including Andorra, Montenegro, Kosovo, and the San Marino. The 19 participating European Union countries are known as the Euro area, Euroland, or Eurozones. In 1998, European Central Bank, that is ECB, was established to manage the new currency, which is based in Frankfurt, Germany. The ECB, that is European Community Bank, is independent and the natural body which is headed by an appointed president who is approved by all the members countries to serve the 8 year term. The euro was launched in January 1, 1999, replacing the precursor ECU of 1:1 value until the circulation of the currency notes and the coins in 2002. The euro was used only by the financial market and certain businesses. Many experts have played their opinion and they predicted that the euro could eventually rival the US dollar as an international currency. Unlike most of the national currencies that they are replacing the euro banknotes and do not display the famous national figures, The seven colorful bills, which is designed by the Australian artist Rohan Kalina, is ranging in denomination from Euro 5 to Euro 500, symbolizes the unity of the Europe and the features of the map of the Euro, the Euro, European Union's flag, and the archives and the bridges and the gateways and the windows are placed on the euro notes. The eight coins, which are ranging in the denominations from 1 cent to 2 euros, the coins features one side with the common design and the reverse side with design is a different each of the individual participants of the countries. That means on coins, one side, it's a common uniform depiction will be there, and on the other side, there will be respective country participating, their own natural or maybe their symbolic representation will be made on the obverse side. Euro notes and the multinational banking market efficiency. These are some of the type of notes, that is Euro 5, 10, 20, 50, 100 and 200. The banknotes of the euro, the currency of the euro area and the institutions have been in circulation since the first series in 2002, which was issued then. They are issued by the national central banks of the Euro system of the European Central Bank. In 1999, euro was introduced virtually, and in 2002, notes and the coins began to circulate. Euro rapidly took over the form of the former national currencies and slowly expanded into around the European Union. Denominations of the notes is ranging from Euro 5 to 500, and unlike Euro coins, the design is identical across the whole of the Eurozone, although they are issued and printed in the various number states. The Euro bank notes are pure cotton fibers, which improves their durability as well as giving the bank notes a distinct feel. The Euro notes contains many complex security features such as watermarks, invisible ink characteristic, holograms, optically variable inks, and microprinting that document their authenticity. While Euro coins have the national side indicating the country of issue, although not necessarily of minting, Euro notes lack this. Instead, this information is shown by the first characters of each note in the serial number. Estimates suggest that the average life of the Euro bank notes is about the 3 years before it is replaced due to a wear and tear of its uses. But individual lifespan vary, and it is depending on the denominations, from less than a year for Euro 5 banknotes to over 30 years of 500 Euro banknotes. That indicates that the lesser currency is more in circulation, and large denominated currency is very rarely used in the market. So high denomination banknotes, that is 100, 200, 500, last longer as they are less frequently used. The Europa series of the lower denominated 5 and 10 is designed to last longer than the previous one due to the additional coating on it also. Now, Euro coins. There are 8 Euro coins, which are coins denominations ranging from 1 cent to 2 euros. And the euro is divided into the 100 cents. The coins first came into existence in 1999. They have the common reverse porting, a map of Europe, but each country in the Eurozone has its own design on the obverse side, which means that each coin has a variety of different designs in circulation at once. 4 European microstates that are not members of the European Union, that is Andorra, Monaco, then San Marino, and the Vatican City. They are not the members of European Union, but they use the euro as their official currency and also have the right to mint the coins with their own designs on the obverse sides. The coins and the various commemorative coins are minted at the numerous national mints across the European Union to stick the national quotas. Obverse designs are chosen nationally, while the reverse and the currency as a whole is managed by the European Central Bank. Now, after understanding this euro, we will understand the multinational banking market efficiency. Multinational banking market efficiency. Multinational banks have there been emerged fast especially within European Union. Okay, the size and the global interconnectedness of their behavior has raised a serious concern on their potential systematic efforts. They have been considered among the main culprits of the present financial crisis. Many of the financial institutions that had to be bailed and that bailed out the support and the public funds in 2008 and 9 in Europe and in United States, they were the multinational banking, extraordinarily supported mechanism and a prudential ratio for these banks are at the core of the most modifications proposals of the regulations and the supervision of the financial market. These concerns often rest on the superficial consideration of the role and activities of the multinational banks. Over the last two decades, several important changes accrued in the European banking system and leading to the increased competition and the pressure on the bank's profitability. In a very difficult economic and financial environment, the challenges of the banks in the bank-oriented system are the enormous and includes the low interest rate, intense pricing competitiveness for the commercial and the mortgage loans, and higher operation cost, particularly which relates to the regulatory compliance, technology, and healthcare. For this reason, the use of economics of the scale of important, okay? The scale is very important, and its determination factor for the bank is performance and efficiency. This work point out that the factors that leads to the bank, which is being classified as an efficient change, which confirms the importance of the economic environment in a way that it could be affect the bank performance and aside this from the bank level features. So for the future essential, future in search, it would be interesting to analyze other markets and integrate the institutional and the ownership factors, which very different characteristic in the civil law and the common law countries, to compare the determinant of the efficiency in the bull and the bear periods, and also considering the different external factors such as cultural and the market sentimental factors. The result which is obtained could help the managers, investors, or the government to know how to improve the market efficiency in their banking sector, which is the engine of economy for civil law countries. Efficiency of the market. Efficiency of the money market. You know, trading rules are based on the foundation that the historical data is an information to reach about the future bearing of the assets, future bearing of the asset prices, defies the time-honored and academic position of the efficient market hypothesis, EMH, efficient market hypothesis. However, one of the empirical challenge is that the test of efficient market hypothesis relates to the ambivalence of the research and that have in rejecting the null hypothesis. Now let us understand what is this market efficiency. Market efficiency. Market efficiency refers to the degree to which the market prices reflects all available relevant information. If markets are efficient, then all the information is already incorporated into the prices, and so there is no way to beat that market because there are no undervalued or overvalued securities available. The EMH, efficient market hypothesis, states that the investors cannot be outperform the market, and that market anomalies should not exist because they will be immediately be arbitraged. Investors who agree with this theory, tend by the index funds that tracks the overall market and its performance, and are proponent of the passive portfolio management. At its core or central level, market efficiency is ability of the market to incorporate the information that provides the maximum amount of opportunities to purchase and sales of the securities to effect the transaction without increasing the transaction cost. Whether or not the markets such as US stock market are efficient or to what degree is a $1 million question. So, to understand that, let us look at the market efficiency theory. Market efficiency theory. There are 3 degrees of market efficiency. Weak form. Weak form of the market efficiency is that past price movement are not useful in predicting the future prices. And if at all it is available, the required information incorporated in the current prices, then any information relevant to the information that also can be gleaned up from the past prices is already incorporated into the current prices. Therefore, the future price change can only be the result of new information becoming available. Based on this form of the hypothesis, such as investing strategies, such as momentum or the technical analysis, which is based rules used for trading for the investing decisions, should not be expected to persistently achieve the above normal market returns. And within this form of the hypothesis, there remains the possibility that the excess returns might be possible using the fundamental analysis. This point of view has been widely taught in academic finance and studies for the decades. Through this point of view, I no longer which is hold dogmatically. Another type is a semi-strong form of market efficiency. Earlier we have seen weak form of market efficiency. Now, let us understand a little bit about semi-strong form of the market efficiency, which assumes that the stocks adjust quickly to absorb the new public information so that an investor cannot benefit over and above the market by trading that new information. This implies that neither the technical analysis nor the fundamental analysis would be reliable or strategies to achieve the superior returns, because any information gained through the fundamental analysis will already be available, and thus it is already incorporated into the current prices. Only private information which is unavailable to the market at a large will be useful to gain the advantage in trading, and that sometimes it is not possible. And only to those who possesses that information before the rest of the market does. The strong form is another form. Strong form of the market efficiency says that the market prices reflects all the information, both public and private, building on and in incorporating the weak form and the semi-strong form. Given the assumption that the stock prices reflects all the information, public as well as the private, no investor, including the corporate insider, would be able to profit above the average investor, even if he were privy to the new insider information. Now, deferring the belief of an efficient market. Investors and academicians have a wide range of viewpoints on the actual efficiency of the market, as reflected in the strong and semi-strong and the weak version of the efficient market hypothesis, that is EMH. Believes in the strong form of efficiency which agrees with the PharmA and often consists of the passive index investor. PharmA is nothing but he is an economist. He has put his theory on his belief of market efficiency. So, the participation or practitioners of the weak version of efficient market hypothesis, efficient market hypothesis, believes the active trading that can generate an abnormal profit through the arbitrage, while semi-strong believes the fall somewhat or somewhere in the middle. For example, at the other end of the spectrum from the PharmA and his followers are the value investors who believe the stock can become undervalued or priced below what it is worth. Successful value investors make their money by purchasing the stock when they are undervalued and the selling them where their price rises to meet the exceed the intrinsic worth. People who do not believe in an efficient market point to that fact that the active traders they may exist into. If there are no opportunities to earn the profit that beat the market, then there should be no incentive to become an active trader. Further, the less charged by the active managers are seen as a proof of EMH, that is efficient market hypothesis, is not correct, because if the stipulates that an efficient market has low transaction cost and ample of efficient market, example of efficient market. Well, there are investors who believes in both sides of the EMH, there is a real world proof that wider dissemination of the financial information affects the securities and its prices and makes the market more efficient. For example, the passing of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act in 2002 which required a greater financial transparency for the publicly traded companies. Sometimes they saw a decline in equity market, and the volatility is more after a company released a quarterly report. It was found that the financial statements were deemed to be more credible and thus making the information more reliable and generating more confidence in the stated prices of security. There are fewer surprises, so the reactions to the earning reports are the smaller, and this change in the volatility pattern shows that the passing of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act and its information requirements made the market more efficient. This can be considered as a confirmation of efficient market hypothesis in that increasing quality and reliability of the financial statement as a way of lowering the transaction cost. Other example of the efficiency arises when the perceived market and its anomalies become widely known and then subsequently disappear. For instance, it was once the case that when the stock was added to an index, such as the Standard & Poor's 500 index, for the first time, there would be a large boost to that share's prices, simply because it becomes a part of the index and not because of any few changes that in the company's fundamentals. This index effect anomaly became widely reported and known and has since largely be disappeared as a result. This means that an information increases, the market becomes more efficient and anomalies are reduced. With this short-term financing in the financial market, we have concluded. Thank you very much.